This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, 14 Unrecommended Actions for a Faster. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. Peace and blessings of Allah be upon you all. This is A to Z, coming to you from IRIB English Radio, and I'm your host, Ali. Brothers and sisters, we know that while we're fasting, and let's talk about the jurisprudential fasting, the very bare bones, basic level, you know, beginner's level fasting, there are some do's and there are some don'ts, and there are rulings about it that we all are expected to know. Now, I wanted to today list some unrecommended actions, you know, other than those rulings of do's and don'ts, you know, the wajibs and harams, you know, things that validate or invalidate a fast. We're not talking about that. We're talking about some unrecommended actions, which we have been reminded of by Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam not to perform while we're fasting. Number one is dispute, argue and swear. Now, we know that, you know, sometimes we're not in the best of the moods, especially if we're hungry and thirsty, right? So it's easy or comparatively easier to get into disputes. Well, avoid that. Two is reading poems except for Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam. Three is kissing, touching, and foreplay with one's spouse. Now, it may not be haram, you know, we're not going in that direction. And for that, you have to look at the jurisprudential rulings. We're just saying that don't open up that door. Number four is brushing teeth without a wet toothbrush. Number five is using eye makeup or eye drops. You know, it's not recommended. Unless, of course, you know, there's a medical condition. Number six, rinse out the mouth. You know, don't just do it, you know, periodically, except for wudu, of course. That's where you have to do as a mustahab act. But other than that, you know, try to avoid such a situation. Number seven is giving blood or anything which makes the faster weak. Now, again, the exceptions are there. You know, if somebody's dying, of course, save them. But generally speaking, you know, these are the unrecommended acts that we would like to remind you and ourselves of. Welcome back to your listeners. Today we are discussing the 17 unrecommended actions for a faster. And this is different from what you may find in the do's and don'ts of the fasting. Number eight is inhaling where one does not know if it reaches the throat. You know, again, avoid such a situation, inhaling anything of some sort. Number nine is smelling of flowers, especially narcissus. You know, this, yes, you can smell, you know, it's you would like to smell a nice flower, but while you're fasting, try to avoid such a situation. Number 10 is enema with solid. Number 11 is making your clothes wet. Number 12 is sitting in the water for women. Number 13 is having a full stomach for those excused from fasting. You know, sometimes because of valid reasons, Islamic jurisprudence allows you not to fast, but then in that state, while you're not fasting, you should still respect the month of Ramadan. Fine, you had a valid excuse, but don't just roam around and eat in front of other people or, you know, eating full, you know, stomach full. These are some things which should be avoided. Last but not the least is troubling your worker or family. I think this is probably one of the most frequent scenes that we get to see during the holy month of Ramadan, because the routines have changed, because, you know, we're thirsty, we're hungry, we're lethargic, we're tired. You know, in some cases, we just want to go and sleep and doze off, but, you know, we're at work. So this is where you have to be careful, right? Be extra careful not to trouble your worker or another family member or a friend. These are some of the unrecommended actions that we wanted to remind ourselves and you of. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, thank you very much for staying with us till the end of today's episode of A to Z. Don't forget to log on to our website at parstoday.com, Call of Islam page. We leave you all in the care of Allah. Till next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.